I want to ask you the, hey, just push the button, Frank, and let's see what happens question. Surely at the beginning, I don't know where we are with knowledge about what HAARP has or hasn't accomplished in the ionosphere, how far along we are, but at some point, or perhaps still at a point yet to come with HAARP, there is going to come this moment where there's something incredible they can try, and absolutely honestly, they might have some idea of what might happen, but in science, a lot of times, to be honest, you really get an unexpected result, and so you don't always know what's going to happen. Well, like when we exploded the first atomic bomb, there was a significant line of thought, scientifically, quite mainstream line of thought, that thought the entire atmosphere might chain react and ignite, burning us all up, and yet they pushed the button. And so with HAARP, as the button choices come along, I just wonder how careful the two of you feel the button pushers are being.
I think they're being very prudent with their experimentation and looking at the results before they go to the next step.
And I'm sorry, who was that? Who answered?
That was Guy.
That was Guy.
I would have to agree with that. A lot of effort, a lot of different agencies are involved in this project. There's a lot of policing. If you just go to any one of the websites, and you'll see how many agencies, and they're all under federal mandate.
The project in its early days, it just didn't seem as though it was particularly military at all, and then it suddenly became very military, didn't it?
Joe?
Who wants that?
Guy.
I think it would, the purpose from the start was probably military.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I certainly do.
How refreshing.
And I think that the educational side of it is just that. It's only a side. The military knew that they likely couldn't hide their involvement in this and eventually opened it up, and that's when everyone kind of found out that there was more to it than just university research.
I see. I believe these two questions go to you, Guy, because I don't think Dr. Resnick wants them. Was HAARP used in Afghanistan?
No, but I was sharing information on our natural ion ratio algorithm with the U.S. government, or I should say U.S. military branches, and just kind of showing them when the mass surrenders were taking place. And they were all taking place on the same type of polarity when the ions were the same way.
Hmm.
And that information was likely used down the road.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Resnick, do you think that this particular ion fortuitous combination was an accident?
I would have to defer that to Guy.
I see. Guy, was Iraq a target of HAARP?
It's possible. We knew that moon bounces were possible after 2001.
Uh-huh.
We'd shared information with them on the types of days when troops were surrendering, and before the troops moved into Baghdad, HAARP was active for the precise time that the moon was mutually visible between Baghdad and HAARP in Alaska.
Clear implication being they bounced a signal off the moon.
Yes.
And so that would be, with respect to Iraq, the answer to that would be a yes, it was used?
I mean, we can only guess that that's what they might be doing.
That's right. I'd say, Guy, you'll have to admit that's somewhat speculative, in that the hard data that I've seen in the sites and the fact that you've come forward with this information to the NWC ops, it's total speculation at this point. There's no hard data.
Is it all speculation for you, Doctor?
Well, Art, let me be frank with you.
Please.
I'm a scientist. If I can't cut it, weigh it, or put it under a microscope,
it ain't
or run it through one of my machines, mm-hmm. I'm real doubtful of it.
And that's the problem with HAARP.
In this case, I'm from Missouri.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got to show me.
One other speculative thing that a lot of people have been saying about HAARP is weather control. The control of the weather, our weather, hurricanes, perhaps large forces of weather, or perhaps things much more mundane, you know, like putting low pressure systems.
Guy, I think that's Iowa.
I beg your pardon?
He's referring to a new technology that the U.S. government has approved for use in, where is it, Texas now?
I believe it is.
Iowa?
Texas-based. It's a Russian technology.
Is it now? And what is that?
I'll defer that to Guy.
Ionization of the local atmosphere. It is a rainmaking device from Russia.
Dr. Resnick?
Yes, sir.
If you ever have to testify in front of Congress, be sure and take Guy with you.
I have testified in front of Congress numerous times.
Was Guy there for you?
No, Guy wasn't there. I testified in front of
go ahead,
Honorable Guy. Helen Bentley.
Yes, go ahead, Guy. I'm sorry.
It is a from a Russian technology that they have used for a number of years down in the United Arab Emirates to increase rainfall by, they're saying, between 15 and 300%.
Increase rain between 15 and 300%.
Yes, and what they're doing with this technology is they're basically flipping the polarity of the ions in the atmosphere to force rain to come out of any kind of clouds that might be present.
Do you know how they're achieving that? I mean, flipping it with what?
With antenna arrays. In the case of HARP, they're bouncing something off the ionosphere. In the case of this IOLA technology, they're affecting all the ions within the air that we breathe down at our level and cloud level.
Okay, so are you both saying that as far as HARP is concerned, weather control is not an objective?
I wouldn't say that that's...
You wouldn't?
If it's possible, it's probably way down on their priority list.
I'd have to say the jury's still out on that.